The World Cup resumes in South Africa today with the quarterfinals. The past 2 days were rest days, giving players a chance to recuperate. But South Africans themselves could use a breather, too, because they've been dancing in the streets and the fields and the stadiums. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Day one of the World Cup, 20,000 or so fans at an outdoor viewing area have just watched the South African national team tie. It is a draw that sets off a wild celebration. Jerry Mogali admits he'd like to have won, but in either case, like most of his countrymen, he just loves to dance.
We dance to every different kind of music, and with every music we've got a certain way that we dance to it.
5 days later, at an official FIFA fan fest in Soweto, 30,000 people danced the Kodesa before the South African team's second game. How will everyone know what the steps are, I ask university student Rafilwe Modisi. She looks at me like I asked, why don't the players just pick up the ball and throw it into the goal? Then she explains.
It's basically the electric slide, but they call it the Kodesa here. Everybody, from young to old, everybody knows it.
Everyone knows the Kodesa, but Modisi didn't know why it's named that. It turns out the Kodesa dance was created around the time of the peace talks aimed at ending apartheid. The official name of the talks was Convention for Democratic South Africa, or Kodesa. This would be like if in the 90s, Americans were all doing the NAFTA. Sylvia Glasser, the doyen of South African dance, spoke to me at her Johannesburg studio. As the founder of the country's first integrated dance troupe, which became the world-renowned Moving Into Dance Mapotung, Glasser knows full well that in her country, dance is filled with meaning.
Under apartheid, dance was used as a subversive form of protest because, you know, it's not a language that everyone could understand. I mean, it's well known that in the mines, the miners used the gumboot dancing to be codes, messages about their white bosses.
One of Glasser's students was commissioned to create a dance for the World Cup called the Diski, street slang for soccer. It would do more than just evoke a soccer feeling. Dancers would perform soccer moves.
Flick and step, flick and step, and over, over, flick.
And in the mall in Rosebank, 50 people with no pre-notice have gathered to learn the moves. Zia Gilroy is the instructor.
All the moves relate to soccer. It's been very carefully and quite wittingly actually choreographed that all the steps actually relate to playing the game.
Flick it here, head it there.
Flick it, bend over, move it over, block it.
Is there fake an injury or take a dive?
Not at this point, but I'm sure we're going to add something in.
Indeed, everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Though, some object. A letter writer to the Times newspaper warned, if the Diski remains prescriptive about its sequence, it will be an instrument of exclusion. Though regimented, the Diski was always meant to be the ultimate expression of inclusion, says Kenneth Dumundi, a dancer at Moving Into Dance Mapotung, who has taught the Diski.
We're bringing one spirit in South Africa to celebrate this World Cup. Everybody learn it, and everybody, you know, you can go to the street to say to someone, show me one step of Diski dance. That person can show you. So we did quite a good job.
They clearly did, from idea to millions of dancers in less than a year. Even if the national team didn't advance past the first round, the new national dance is represented every step of the way. Mike Pesca, NPR News.